The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're at Red River Marketing, and Leah Johnson is with us as we're checking out the seed treatment facilities here. First of all, Leah, give us a kind of a snapshot of what kind of operation we have here for seed treatment.
Yes, so at our facility, Don, we load out about 90% of the beans we sell come out of our bulk facility. So what's really simple is that I don't have to throw a lot of 50-pound seed bags, which is my favorite part. By a touch of a button, I can be loading out seed, getting it ready for treatment with three semis waiting in line, and I can have them out. I'm treating about 30 to 40 units per minute to get these beans out of here and get them treated. And it's just a simplistic process of simplifying and getting those beans out in the field and getting them planted as soon as possible.
You were telling us this year with a late start, you were still working on beans well into July.
We were still loading beans out in July. We were a firm believer that it's a nice cover crop if you can get those beans out there to stop some of that water hemp ragweed from coming. So it was a long spring, kind of an extension of the long fall that we had last year. But we're very fortunate to see how beans are progressing, and we're thankful that 75% of the beans that we load out of this facility do get treated with at least a fungicide to protect against the diseases we've got in this area.
Pioneer certainly has got some new technology as it relates to seed treatment.
It does, yes. So in 2017, we launched Lumicina, a new mode of action, which is very key. We haven't had a new mode of action in fungicides since the 60s. So this is revolutionary for us to get some protection against the Phytophthora. We've got the Phytophthora traits in most of our soybeans that we sell, but this is really going to be just an added protection and protect that yield out in the field.
Talk about traits. There's certainly a lot of that is available to that producer, and more on the horizon. From this footprint, what kind of things are growers looking at?
You know, we are right in the heart of sugar beet country, so Liberty Link soybeans have been a big product for us to be moving, and we've got a brand new 1-4 Liberty soybean for next year that actually is a peaking resistance for soybean cyst nematode. We're really excited about seeing how that bean yields. We've got about four different Liberty Link plots this year. We've got Extend, which is going to be huge in this area where we kind of get to go more east and south. We got to protect those weeds, but we still have our Roundup lineup. And we're also still moving some conventional soybeans as well for where it fits.
And waiting for some new technology to come soon.
We are very excited about getting some new technology.
Very good. Keeping you up to date on what's happening here at Red River Marketing, visiting with Leah Johnson. It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.